Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and our website is active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today, we're going to cover another in the series of things that defile the land. And today's topic is broken covenants. Did you know that broken covenants actually defile the land according to Scripture? So the reason I believe this, that we need to be aware of this, is so that you can tailor your staking of your land to specifically cleanse it from anything that's defiled it, thereby closing the door permanently to all demonic connections to the land itself. So let me start with Isaiah 24, verse 5. The earth suffers for the sins of the people. So the sins of the people are causing the earth itself to suffer. It says, for they have twisted God's instructions, violated his laws, and broken his everlasting covenant. So people have broken God's covenant. Breaking covenant with God brought a curse. Verse 6 of Isaiah 24, therefore a curse consumes the earth. Its people must pay the price for their sin. They are destroyed by fire, and only a few are left alive. So breaking covenant with God brought a curse on the land. We see that as far back as Eden. We also see that breaking covenant with God incurs a debt that must be paid. Therefore, people must pay the price for their sin. And it teaches in that same verse that only those who restore covenant with God will live. People are destroyed by fire. Only a few are left alive. And it's those who have restored covenant with God. And so Hebrews 12, verse 24 teaches us that God has made a new covenant for us. It says, you have come to Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks of forgiveness instead of crying out for vengeance like the blood of Abel. So this new covenant God has made for us was a way to restore relationship. Now, we also see from that verse that Jesus mediates that new covenant between God and people. It says that Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and his people. And then finally on that verse, the new covenant involves blood, the sprinkled blood, which speaks to the forgiveness instead of crying out of vengeance, all from Hebrews 12, 24. So what about broken covenants today? What are the ways we're breaking covenants today? Well, first of all, covenants of the foundation of America were broken, including broken covenants with the Native Americans, over 300 covenants with the Indian tribes who were in the land when the United States of America was expanded and put together. We broke those covenants. Contracts began because covenants were broken. Now we have contracts today. Have you broken any of the Ten Commandments? I think all of us have broken some, or maybe even all, of the Ten Commandments. Now we break covenants and contracts regularly. Christians are walking away from God. That's a broken covenant. Marriage covenants are being broken. Political promises are being broken. So there's lots of ways. Sort of to summarize this, Ezra has a couple of verses that speaks to this. Ezra 9, verse 11, it says, your servants, the prophets, warned us when they said, the land you are entering to possess is totally defiled by the detestable practices of the people living there from one end to the other. The land is filled with corruption. So evil practices by the people in the land actually defile the land. We also see that idea in Ezekiel 36, verse 17. Son of man, when the people of Israel were living in their own land, they defiled it by the evil way they lived. To me, their conduct was as unclean as a woman's minstrel's cloth. So evil living defiles the land. So sort of summarize there, I've had three other previous lessons on this, but the summary is, the things that defile the land are sexual immorality, idolatry, murder and violence, and broken covenants. In short, evil living defiles the land. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to specifically pray about cleaning your land from any broken covenants that have polluted your land or property. You might pray like this: Lord, I don't know what has happened on this land in the past, but I know that broken covenants defile the land. So I pray right now in repentance for all broken covenants that have ever been committed here, and ask you to cleanse the land from them and free us from any repercussions from that. Any demonic entities who are attached to this land because of these broken covenants in years past, I now bind and gag and send to the pit forever, and further command that no similar demons can ever return here now that the land is clean from it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.